very bottom of Kohalav on Bet. So the very bottom, the Gemara had said, okay, Meitve, Miriam mi hisgira. Who declared Miriam a mitzora'at? Kohalav on Bet, very bottom. Im Torah Moshe hisgira. If you say that it was Moshe, Moshe Zaru. Moshe was a non-Kohen. Remember this? We saw this last week. The Ein Zar Roa Etani Gaim. And a Zar can't diagnose Tzara'at. Vim Tomer Aaron is Gira. And if it was Aaron, Aaron Karivu. Aaron was a relative. The Ein Kariv Roa Etani Gaim. And a relative can't diagnose the Negaim of their relative. Ella Kavod Gadol Cholok LaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMiriam. God gave a great honor to Miriam. Otosha Ani Kohen Vani Masgira Ani Cholta Ani Port. Potra. Says, I am a Kohen, I will quarantine her, right? And I will let her go. I will declare her and I'll get her out. So the Gemara says, Ktoni Miyat. So, oh, wait, you know what? Actually, I think we had to go farther back. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. We have to go further back. Okay, go back a little bit more on Kof Aleph Bet. Right, this was all came out because the Gemara a few lines before that it said, Amar Rav Moshe, we already did this Gemara, we'll redo it, that Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol, right? And remember, he was a Kohen Gadol. During the 7 days, he was the Moshe Kohen Gadol. Meitve. Valo Pinchas haya iman, but Pinchas with it, and Vita Valo Moshe Rabbeinu iman, Doma Shani Moshe, Tart Beshchinet, Amar Moshe, Vashkama Yarad, right? So Moshe, he was a Kohen, but why didn't he deal with, you know, the stuff in the Mikdash, why didn't Pinchas, right? Well, Moshe was busy. So now I'm going to skip down. Okay, I'll run through it again. Meitvei, lechem elohav mikachei kadoshim ekadoshim yochel, that he can eat the food of the Kodesh. Im nemru kachei kachim, it says kachei kachim, lo nemru kachim kalim. Im nemru kachim kalim, lo nemru kachei kachim. Ilo nemar kachim kalim, if it hadn't said kachim kalim, ayitim or kachim kachim udo. He could have said he could eat kachim kachim, dare hotru lazar, because some kachim kachim would be by zarf. I'll head. Kachim kalim lo yochal. The ilo lo nemar kachim kachim, if it didn't say kachim kalim, ayitim or kachim kalim, ayyochal, he could eat kachim kalim, shane kalim, because they're more makil. Kachim kachim lo yochal, kachim or kachim kalim, or kachim kalim. That's why it's both. Donning me at any rate, you see, shari hotru lazar. That it says it was Moshe Lazar, but Lahan La Moshe, who was it? It was Moshe. And Amar Rav Sheshet, Lo Bebama Lazar, Kedivayom. He says, no, it's Bebama Lazar, Kedivayom, Yesh Mincha Obama. It was on a Bama, according to the Shita, that on a Bama, that you can have a Mincha, and it's Kodesh Kodeshim, but it can be eaten by non-Kodeshim. Okay, so now the Gemara brought its Miriam thing. So at any rate, the Gemara says, now skipping back to Ur, Ketani miha, Moshe zar, vein zar, roi negayim. So you see that the Gemara says that Moshe is a zar. So Amar of Nachum or Yitzchak, shiny mar, negayim da'ar novanav, k'tuv b'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v' Aaron. And therefore, even if Moshe was a Kohen, he wasn't the children of Aaron, so he can't be the one who deems Negoim Kode, the Tameh or Tahor. Meitvei. So then the Gemara challenges that Chamesh Smachoraita. This is what we saw last week. That Elisheva Yiteir Al Benot Yisrael. Elisheva had five Smachot. Now someone emailed me and said, isn't this Gemara very patriarchal that it defines Elisheva's experience in light of her father, in light of her brother, husband, and sons and grandsons?" I said, "Yeah, yeah." I don't know what you want from me. It's true. I mean, it's true. Meaning, we know nothing about Elisheva except for her family.
Wait, but didn't we say that it was because it wants to highlight?
Correct, but the fact that it defines her experience in light of what's going on with her family, okay, in economy. I understand. It's true. Why? It's not weird at all. They listen to the show. They ask questions. I think it's great. Maybe Chamesh Ma'avarayt Elisheva. I email people about Shirim. Yizir Albanoz Yisrael, that she had five Smachot, Yivama, Melech, Isha Kohen Gadol Binas Kan Ben Binam. He's right. It is patriarchal. I don't know. Ben Binam Mashiach Mochama Vachia Nasi Shevet Vavila Shebaneha Ktanim. At any rate, we learn that Yevama Melech, that her brother-in-law was a king. Melech in Kohen Gadol, that he's a king, but not a Kohen Gadol. Smur says no. Emaf Melech. Maybe he was king and Kohen Gadol. So Kitanoi. Where do you get this notion he was a Kohen? The pasuk says in Shmot, Perek Dalet, Vayichar af Hashem b'Moshe. When Hashem wanted Moshe to be leader and free the Jewish people, Moshe said, no, 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 no. And God got angry at him. Shabishua ben Karcha Omer. Shabishua ben Karcha says, Kol Charon af Shabbat Torah, Nemar ba Roshem. Whenever God gets angry, there must be a mark. It must leave a mark. And this one is the exception. There is no mark. There's no effect of God's anger. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says there is. Avze nemar baroshem. Because Shemar it says there, Halo Aaron achicha ha-levi. God there refers to Aaron as a Levi. Valo Kohen, who is Kohen. Hachika Amar. Ani amarti ata Kohen v'hu Levi. The Gemara says, is God said, I wanted it to be that you would be a Kohen and he would be a Levi. Achshav, now that you keep saying no, 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 who Kohen? Va'ata Levi. I'm taking away the Kohuna. He'll be a Kohen and you'll just be a Levi. V'chachamim omrim, and the Chachamim say no. Lo nitkain Moshe ela shivat yimei hamiluim bilvad. He was only a Kohen for the 7 days of the Miluim. The Yesh Omrim, Lo Paska Kuhuna, Ela Mizaro Shel Moshe. And some say that only his children weren't Kohanim, but he remained a Kohen. Shneamar, Moshe Ish Elohim, Banavi Karu Al Shevet HaLevi, Omer Moshe Avaron Bechah Anav, Shmor Bekeshmo. Because in Divrei Hayomim it says his children are Levi, but in Tehillim it says Moshe Avaron Bechah Anav. That Moshe and Aaron in their priests, among his priests. Right? So Maiva Omer, so what would you say? Vichitem Ladaru, the Chiv Omer Moshe of Aaron Bechah Anav. Bechah Anav. Right? Be only for his generation, meaning including Moshe's, right? So it says Moshe and Aaron among the priests, meaning only he was. Okay. So we call Charon Avshim Torah. Maybe we'll come back to this. Is it really true that every time it says anger, there's a mark? Doesn't it say that Moshe left Paro in anger? And what happened? So V'lo Amar Levi Lomi didn't say anything. So Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, not true. Star of Yaza, he slapped him across the face before he left.
Wait, Moshe
slapped. Yep, great Gemara.
I thought it said only when God's
angry. Yeah, well, now the Gemara says either it's everyone's anger or, you know, Moshe is godly. I don't know.
I feel like he started this. I think they had a lot of closets out of the
world. I don't think that's true. This just sounds like a disaster. Okay, fine. So what I want to focus on is this idea as Moshe of Kohen. So as Kohen. So what do we have? We have 3 days, basically. We have the day that he was never a Kohen. We have the day that he was a Kohen and he lost it. We have the day that he was only a Kohen for 7 days, or that he's still a Kohen, but his children aren't calling him. Right?
So he's an inverse but close.
So I want to focus on this idea that he lost, the idea that he lost the kahuna. Because what drives that claim? So there's 2 things that drive that claim. One is the fact that we seem to find Moshe functioning as a Kohen. So the Gemara is trying to figure that out. But what's the other thing that drives the Gemara to believe that?
Wait, doesn't he function as a Kohen later?
Yes.
But he lost it as a
right, so either he was a Kohen, but he only got to do it for 7 days later, or he was only ever a Kohen for 7 days. You could. But what drives the Gemara to say he was a Kohen before there was any Mikdash or anything like that, and now he lost it? What drives that? No, what does the Gemara say drove it? No, that God was angry with him and he's looking for a punishment. Right? Right? So you need to figure that out. You need to look back at the story. Figure out what are Chazal, what exactly are they doing? Okay? So let's do it. So the Psukim, source 1. These are the psukim the Gemara is picking up on. Va'yomer Moshe Adonai, Bi Adonai, Lo Yish Tvarim Anochi, Gam Mitmol, Gam Mishulshom, Gam Me'azda Berchal Avdecha, Tichvad Pech, Chvad Lashon Anochi. God, please, I don't know how to speak, I'm heavy of tongue. Vayom Radhana I love. Mi sam pel adam. Umi asumilem ocheresh opikech oiver. Hello, Anochi Adonai. How dare you? Who makes people speak? Who makes them mute? Who makes people deaf and who makes them hear? Is it not I, the Lord?
Where is this from? The Torah.
The Torah.
This is at the Torah.
Right, okay.
It's a pasuk.
Okay, it's not familiar. That's why I was.
It's on the source. It's Shmo.
That's why you thought it would be. Like,
it's familiar because you watch the Ten Commandments.
I know.
And they translate it as such.
I know.
Vata lech vanochi ehye impicha. And I will be with you, with your mouth. And you shall go, as I said, Vayomer, bi Adoni, shlach, na bi atishlach. And he says, please, just send in the hands of whoever you want to send. But not me. Vayichar af Adonai b'Moshe. Vayomer alo Aron achicha yadati, ki daber yidaberhu, v'gam hinehu yitzit legradech avaracha. So God got upset, got angry. And he said, Aaron, your brother, the Levi, he will speak with you. And he'll be happy. And I'll put my words in your mouth. You'll put the words in his mouth. He'll speak. It'll be great. So he'll speak to the nation. You will be his God, he will be your mouth, you will be his Elohim, his God, his leader, his whatever. And take this staff, for with my staff you shall do my wonders. That's not the translation, that's the movie. Asher Taz, no, it's not, actually, it's the next pasuk. Asher Taz about Tet, right? For with which you will do the wonders, not my wonders. I mean, it says the wonders in the movie, it says my wonders in my last episode.
Does Moshe?
What?
Moshe.
I didn't, but I gave a series of shirim on it when I was in Toronto. I gave a pre-Pesach 1 year at Beth Emeth. I gave Exodus in the movies, and I compared that use it as a visual midrash and showed the different perspectives of the three movies that I knew of. I took three movies on Yetzias Mitzrayim and took different scenes and showed the different parshanot what they were doing. Ten Commandments, Prince of Egypt, and gods and king, gods of Egypt, gods of king, whatever that newer one, which was horrifyingly bad. The other two are good. One is horrifyingly bad.
Does Moshe know Allah at this point? I mean, he's 80 years old, but
does Moshe not really?
Right, he
does. Okay, so what do we do here? So the first thing we need to do is, as we did last time, is the paths not taken. Okay? If I asked you based on these psukim, how angry is God? What would you say? It says he gets angry, but how angry?
Slightly annoyed.
Right. So one possibility is like he's slightly annoyed, but like, what supports the idea that it's just slight annoyance and not more than that? That there's no obvious punishment, and it says he gets angry at him. He says, "Stop! I'm going to make things easier for you. You don't want to talk? Fine. I'll talk to you. You talk to Aaron." Right, so one way of reading this is like, well, God's a little bit annoyed. Maybe he should have said yes a little bit sooner. But like, sach hakol, I mean, what was he doing? He was being, and why would you say God isn't so angry? Because
he chose miracles
afterwards. Right, and look, in the end of the day, Moshe is the leader. He does do miracles, right? Moshe speaks to God at our Sinai. And what, I think you could push it even farther and say, in the end of the day, what midah might have been driving Moshe?
Really?
Humility, which is, you know, the thing that the Torah praises him for being the most humble of all people.
Right, but...
And therefore, you could say, I mean, maybe this is a little bit, you know, not great. But, like, I mean, how bad could it possibly be, right? He's being humble. I mean, sometimes, maybe he's miscalculating his humility, but how bad could it possibly be? I remember of Lichtenstein as a sicha where he says, no, it is bad, because there's two ways. If you think you're not worthy of something, there are two ways of solving that problem.
Become worthy?
Yeah. One is don't do it. The other is become worthy. Right, and he said Moshe's problem was that not that he was humble, but he decided the solution to it was don't do it, rather than fine. You don't think you're ready? Then shape up, be ready, right? But at some level, you could look at this and say, I mean, how bad could it be? I mean, sure, God got a little bit annoyed, but fundamentally, he's being humble. That's what he's praised for. We don't see an obvious punishment.
Right.
And that seems to be what? The first day in the Gemara, which is every other time it says, Vayicharaf, there's a mark. And this one, there isn't. Right? So, like, maybe it wasn't ideal, but fundamentally, it's not so bad. There's even good redeeming qualities in it. Yes, Moshe?
I just think about the Anilus in that if what does the humility stem from an inability from not to do it and God would have done it in the first place? And if he could do it, then I don't see why he would be humble here if God told him.
I understand. You're pushing back and you're saying it really is bad, but I'm just pointing out that at first glance, you could say that it's not so bad. Right? In fact, that seems to be one day in the Gemara. Right? That it's not so bad. Right? Meaning it's bad, but like this is the only time when God gets angry and there are no consequences. What is that a way of saying? It's not that bad. Right? So this is an approach that's found in the Ramban and in fact in some of the Midrashim. So if you look at the Ramban here, the Ramban says, "Ve'ein gein da'ati." Right? He's quoting the negative tradition from our Gemara and he says, I don't think so. Aval kasher tziva Hashem et Moshe ledaber al b'nei Yisrael. When God told Moshe to speak to the Jews, lachen emor al b'nei Yisrael, v'asach, and he did, lo v'el shomay lov, v'chazer v'tziva otoshi avol paro v'itzava del shalcham. And then he told him again to go to paro, v'aza neyu, hein mizrael lo shom olay. And then he said, the Jews don't listen to me. V'akadosh baruch hu tziva et shneihem ledaber al am v'el paro. So he told him to speak to the nation paro, v'chashav Moshe ki shneim yidnabu b'chol ha'otot, v'shneim yavou, El b'nei Yisrael v'el paro, and he saw, and he thought they'd both come, they both do miracles for the Jews and for paro. V'day shidaber echad, and it'd be enough for one person to talk because kichol kichen derech kol shnayim shulchem she'echad yidaber v'sheni yacharish. And it buys bazer. Right, basically God convinced him. Look, you'll go with Aaron, but what happens when you have a two-person delegation? One person is the speaking party, and one of them isn't. And he convinced Moshe. V'chazer Hashem v'amarei lav ani Hashem. And then God said, I appear to you, you alone with my name, Daber al Paro Mechon, Shayim v'kol asher ani dober alecha, ki lecha, yiyu ad dibrot kulam. Lo la'aron imach, I'm going to speak to you and not ta'aron. Votcha asiti shliach al Paro, I made you the shliach. Al zana Moshe pa mecheret. Moshe said, why should I be the speaker? Ani el svatayim, I'm uncircumcised of lips. Vashem amrei lav, reini taticha Elohim l'paro. And he said, I made you a god or a paro. Ki ata tavo lefanav im Aaron. Visham didaver Aaron. Lo yishma paro d'vach. He said, fine. So you'll go with Aaron. You'll tell Aaron. Aaron will tell Paro. And Paro won't have to hear you. Va'aron bishlich l'decha yishmein d'varecha. And Aaron will hear you. Kasher Elohim mitzaveh l'navi. Just like a god commands a prophet, you'll command him. V'anavi mashmiya d'var mochich b'hem. V'inei zu mala gdola l'moshe. This is a reflection of God, of Moshe's great character traits. Zacha baban v'netunuto shaya bosh l'daber razor time. It's part of his humility that he didn't want to speak when he couldn't speak properly. V'chen amar gam ish Moshe gadol ma'od be'eretz Mitzrayim ben avdei paro v'ne'am. And this is why, because he was so humble, he was actually rewarded for this. And that's why the Mida Keneged Mida, the Mitzrayim thought he was great. Because he was humble, God made him great.
Did
Rabbi Benner send this to you?
No. Give it back to me.
I'll send it to you. It's amazing. It's hysterical. So the Ramban basically ignores the fact that it says God angry and says, it's good. Moshe is known as an Anav. It's fine. Next Ramban. So what does it mean when Moshe said, send in the hand of who you want to send? He said, there must be someone better than me. Why didn't he do this? Because he was so humble. He didn't want to say, God sent me. That's a pretty full of yourself thing to say. God sent me. The Tanchuma also seems to take this position. So
I don't get it. You wouldn't have to say.
So you like our Gemara. What? Like so you so like our Gemara. Like again, paths not taken, or paths taken by elders. Okay?
I don't understand it. Moshe said Okeda would have just been being... Why could Isaac also being humble as well by saying, okay, I'm not going to...
So you can, and our Gemara doesn't agree with the Ramban's interpretation here. But I'm showing you a different interpretation. I'm highlighting the first day in our Gemara. First day in Gemara said, okay, God was angry, but like there was no mark, which implies that it wasn't so bad, and the Ramban takes it farther. It was fundamentally good. I mean, God got like a little bit frustrated. It's like, okay, you don't have to be so humble. Okay, I get it. You're a wonderful person, but I need you right now. Right? Like, okay. So you don't, so you like our Gemara. I don't know what you want from me.
I don't like anything. I don't understand
the Ramban thinks that fundamentally, right? What drives the Ramban? It's pretty simple. It says he gets angry, but even though it says he gets angry, there's no other implications of that in the Psukim because he still continues to say, you're going to be like a god. That's not usually what you say when you're, I'm furious at you, I'm going to make you a god. Sort of a strange thing to say. Second of all, he says he's saying, I'm not worthy of this. And Moshe is known as the most humble of people. So how crazy is to say that this is an expression of that quality? It's not crazy. The Tanchuma, as well, says as follows. Daber, Acher l'chargat Moshe Medbara. Zeh shamar ha-katuv, mi yiten chak achli. It says in Shirachirim, who shall make you like a brother to me? Yisrael omrim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Jews say to God, Me ten chag achli, who make you like a brother to me? Ad motzei kol achim sonim zeh. All brothers in the world hate each other. Kayin sonei lehevel. Kayin and hevel. Shenemar ve'akam kayin lehevel achiv. Yishmael sonei le Yitzchak. Shenemar v'teres sarav. Et ben agara mitzvit v'gomer. V'ein mitzachek al shbikash lahargo. Mitzachek means he wanted to kill him. Shemar yikumun harim v'yitzchako. In Shmuel. Esav sone le'yakov. Shemar yim esav v'libo. Hashvatim sonu li'yosef. The brothers hated Yosef. Shemar, as the Pasuk said, v'yisnu oto. They hated him. Uve'ezach amru yisrael la'kadosh baruch kamoshev aron. So now the Midrash says, so why am I getting into this, Avi? Because in Shir Hashirim, we say, please, God, be like our brother. It's like, what are you, out of your mind? What type of brother? That's not, you don't want to be a brother. But you want us to be, you want God to sell you into slavery? Like, so that's the Gemara's question. So what brother could they possibly want to be like? So they say, Kimoshe Aaron, Moshe and Aaron, the only brothers ever who got along. Shenemar, because they didn't know each other. Minema Shevrachim Gam Yachad, and that's what it means in Tehillim. Oh, good, how brothers who sit together in peace. Shayu Oavin, they loved Mechavin Zedzer. They loved each other. Shevishaa Shenata Moshe Ramalchut, because when Moshe took the Malchut, Va'aron after Kahuna, and Aaron took Kahuna, Lo Sanu Zedzer. They didn't hate each other. They loved the fact that they were happy for each other's greatness. I'll prove it, because when Moshe was told to go to Paro, and he said, send in the hands of who you're going to send. Maybe Moshe didn't want to go. The reason he didn't want to go was out of honor for his brother. Amar Moshe, ad shelo mati, hay Aaron achim mitnabe lehem b'mitzrayim b'shmonim shana. Hu shekatev odah lehem b'mitzrayim. He said, how can I go? Right? Aaron has been there, Navi, for the last 80 years. That's what it says in Yecheskel, that God made himself known in Mitzrayim. Yunayin shana mitnabe lehem b'mitzrayim, shekach omer, v'yvoi shelo him el eli, v'yomar elav, shem en aglon negleitel b'davi chabiyotem b'mitzrayim, as it says, that he in Shmuel, that Hashem revealed himself in Mitzrayim, which is Aaron. Amar Moshe, kol hashanah me'ilav Aaron achi minabeiv, achshav ani nichnas b'tchumo shel achi. What? He's been the Navi the whole time, and now I'm going to step on his toes? And he'll be upset? L'kach lo yarotza leidach, so he didn't want to. Amar leich, there's baruch hu l'moshe, lo ichbad l'aron b'davar zeh. Aaron didn't care. Lo daishin v'yatzer, not only is he not in pain, ela od samach, he was happy. Teid l'chav. He's coming out to you. And he'll be happy. Not that he'll be happy in his mouth. Ovisamach belad, or just that he'll be happy. Ovisamach belibo, in his heart of hearts, he'll be happy for you. Amar Rishon Bar Yochai, Alev Zamech Vidul Achiv, Yavo Vesamech Vilbash Urim Vitum. The brother who was happy for his brother, that alone is reason that he should wear the Urim Vitumim. A non-jealous brother, wow.
He's going to be a Kohen.
Wow, he gives us wear the Urim Vitumim in his heart. Shana Amar Vinatan, Ed Elachoshin HaMishpat Yorim, Vedatumim, Vahiu Alev Aaron, Ayub Gam, Hinei Yosei Lekradecha, Kevin Shomer Lei, Kach Kibol Olav, Leilech, Miad Niglak Adesh Baruch Hu, Aaron. So immediately he revealed himself to Aaron. Va'amar lo leich lekrat Moshe, go to Moshe. Have a miyitin chakach lik Moshe v'Aaron. So when we ask God to be like our brother, we mean like those brothers. So this Tanchuma explicitly deals with Graber. Hi, I know, fast day. Hi, right. So this one explicitly addresses the Kohen point, and this one says, does it? Is there any indication that Moshe was ever a Kohen? No, it's Moshe was given the leadership, Aaron was given the kohuna, and they loved each other. So, according to the Ramban, Moshe didn't do anything wrong. He was an anav. According to Midrash, he didn't do anything wrong. He's a good brother. That seems to follow the first day in the Gemara that says he was never a kohen, and if he was a kohen, it was only for these 7 days. But he never lost a kohuna. He was never punished. He didn't do anything wrong when he said no to God, right? Or didn't do anything that wrong.
Yeah.
But it was an expression of good qualities, brotherhood, humility. Then there's our Gemara, the second day in our Gemara, which is the harsh tradition, which is terrible! God says something and you don't do it. I'm stripping of your greatness. You will watch your brother be a Kohen and you will be miserable because you want to be Kohen and you won't be. You're going to be a Levi. He's going to be a Kohen. How dare you say no to God? Right, that's the other tradition. What? Right? Rashi on the Psukim takes this sheet of the Gemara and he spells it out. Gamilto Shilsham. So that is his work. How you doing? Lamadnu, we learned. Shekal Shivat Ayamim, for the whole 7 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mefateh en Moshe b'sneh. He was seducing him at the sneh. By the way, where do you get the idea that to become a prophet you have to be seduced? Where's Rashi getting that from? Yes, you do know. Yirmiyahu in the Perek we did this week. Remember, I highlighted it to you.
Oh, yes.
This word. You seduced me. To be a Navi.
Oh, that one, yeah.
That's where he gets it from. Me'az debarach harei shlosha. Shlosha gam in ribu yimim. Another gams. So another three. Harei shisha. V'hu haya omei v'yom ha-shvi'i. K'shamar lo. Zot od shlach na v'yad tishlach. Ad shechara bo v'kilo. Until he got angry at him and then he finally said yes. Meaning, God got angry at him and then he said fine. Kol zesh lo yirotza litel g'dula shalara. Now, it's true. It was humility. He didn't want to take Aaron's greatness. God, Shaya, God only meant Navi. He was older than him. Shneamar and Iglo and Glaytel v'Ravicha v'Yadon Mitzrayim. Aaron, Chemi Cheskel, Modolam Aaron Mitzrayim. Amar Elohim. Good day, Navish Lichol. Right. So this midrash says, also, right. He elaborates on it. And he says it's true. Why did he not want to do it? Because he's humble. He was a good brother. Except, unlike the Ramban and the Tanchuma that take humility and brotherhood as positives. This tradition, the second tradition, Argamar, which Rashi is channeling, says it's misplaced humility, misplaced brotherhood. I told you to do something, do it. And if you don't do it, you're going to be punished. Just give me a second. Kvad peh, bechvedu nemidaber, I speak, right? With difficulty, misam peh. Milam chaladabekshi, then you don't live near Paro. Who taught you how to speak when you were going before Paro? By the mitzvah, you mo yisemilem, miyas asa Paro ilem, etc. Right, then if you skip down, he says, "Biyad Shishlach, send in who you want," meaning who you normally do, which is Aro. And Yodalad, Vayichar Af. Rashi now tells you that what he's been doing, these psukim, is building up that day from our Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Kol Charon Af Shebetorah, Nemer Baroshem. Whenever it says God is angry, there must be a mark. It must leave a mark. This one didn't. So that's the first day that it didn't. Amar Rabbi Yosi, no. Af bezu nemer ba roshem. There was a mark. Halo Aaron achicha Levi. Shatid lo Levi velo kohen. He was supposed to be a Levi and you a kohen. Ve'kohuna hayiti omer latzeit mimcha. The kohuna was supposed to come from you. Me'ata lo yiyakein. And now it won't be. Ela hu yiyak kohen v'ata Levi. Shemar Moshe Shalim Banav Yikru Al Shevet Levi Vini Hu Yuzet etc. Okay?
Wait.
Yeah.
I don't want to nitpick, but you talk about the punishment is that you don't get the gifts of priesthood anymore, but
that yes, that's what the Gemara says.
I know,
what the Gemara says.
Rashi's saying it as well.
From the Gemara that we just read, right. Yes. Well done. You don't want to nitpick. What are you nitpicking?
Well, I love nitpicking.
Okay, yeah, I know you do. Now what? What do you?
I just can't help but think of the same Rashi on Parsha Stalo from the Aaron is sad it doesn't get to do more bring gifts as a Kohen.
Right, and then the pasuk and then Rashi says, so I gave you something better. Okay. He remembered half of Rashi and not the second half. Yeah, that's what happened. Okay. So, again, so let's try to analyze these two Gemara, these two Shita, right? Two Shita in the Gemara, now I've spelled them out. So, one day, what's the logic that drives them? So, one of them says, listen, it does say he got angry, but like, first of all, he seems to be humble. That seems good, right? God immediately says, oh, I'm so angry at you. Come, I'm going to make you a god. Right? Like, not so much anger. And he's humble. We like him being humble. He's praised for being humble. He's a good brother. We like brotherhood. Not so bad. That's tradition one. Tradition two is, wait a second. You said no to God? There must be consequences to that. God got angry at you. Must be consequences to that. And now it looks for consequences. And it says, well, at this point, right after it says that God got angry, it calls Aaron a Levi. Except later he's a Kohen. Aha! I found the clue. Which is, the punishment was he lost Kuna.
Well, maybe that if it's right after God got angry, he calls Aaron a Levi.
Ray's highlighting to him that he was a Levi. Right, you're right. Now, part of it could be that they're arguing about, well, he calls him a Levi here. Does that mean he was a Levi or he's still a Levi and therefore something else must have happened later on? In a Chanani. Now, if you want to go to the other Dan Ligmaras, I think we've somewhat explained those two Dan Ligmaras, that he was never a Kohen, right? What seems to drive the Shita that he was never a Kohen? Well, he's not a Kohen later, and there's no reason, so why should I assume that there was a change that we have no evidence of?
Right?
The second day says, well, Aaron is once called a Levi. One second. So, good. So the piece of evidence that one has is, well, Aaron's called a Levi, and Moshe sometimes acts as a Kohen. Put those pieces of data together, and it implies that Moshe at some level is a Kohen, and Aaron wasn't always supposed to be a Kohen. So then you have to go backwards and figure out, well, why would that be? Combine that with an exegetical conviction that if God gets angry, there must be consequences. And you solve two problems at once, which is, why is Aaron called a Levi? Because he once was. Why is Moshe functioning as a Kohen? Because in some sense he is. And why is that not permanent? Because he sinned. Solve the problem of Charonaf. Now, how would you deal with the other problems in the Gemara? Right, the other Shita in the Gemara, rather, that he was... he was a Kohen only for 7 days, or that he was a Kohen but his children were not. How would you, what is that position doing?
Borrowing the
position. So I think there's a few things it could be doing. So one, it could be a local claim. It could be a local claim. Namely, we see that Moshe is functioning in the Mishkan. That must mean he's a Kohen, but he's not functioning afterwards. So one solution is just always temporary. Why do you think someone would say he was a Kohen forever, but not his children?
Well, I mean, based on his unique position, right?
So it could be, well, I mean, but what would the logic for that be? So either you'll say, well, Moshe's really great, how could he not be a Kohen? Or you could just say, what does it mean to lose Kahuna? Right? You could just say, like, once something's Kodesh, it's Kodesh forever. Like, maybe it doesn't pass on. Exactly, right? There could be some general conviction about holiness, right? I think it's probably something like that. So it could just be local considerations, right? So I think it could be local considerations about the nature of Kedusha, the nature of Kahuna, the uniqueness of Moshe, Moshe's relationship with God, right? Or something like that. However, and yes, there are other conditions that do leave. I understand that. However, that assumes that what? That only position one and two are in conversation over the original Moshe moment, right? Of the Ve'icharaf. The position one and two are arguing, was he a Kohen, wasn't he a Kohen? Which is partially related to the question of, do you assume he needed to be punished because God angry at him, yes or no? According to the way we just read it, if it's just local considerations that lead the Gemara to say he was a Kohen for 7 days, or he was a Kohen, not his children, and it's about the nature of Kuna or Kedusha, so then these Shitot are no longer in conversation over that exegetical point. It's just irrelevant, right? Which is plausible. What's the other possibility? So I think the other possibility is that it somewhat is there, because the two first views, how do they view that story of Moshe, of God getting angry at Moshe? In black and white. Either God was angry and got punished, or he wasn't really that angry and he wasn't punished, and it was great. But if you come up with a middle position, like, well, he was a Kohen for a certain amount of time, or he was a Kohen, but his children don't be a Kohen, you might also be pointing to... But you might also be pointing to the complexity in that situation, right? Where it was good and bad, and therefore his kuna is
good and bad.
Is partial. Not good and bad, but partial. So I'm not convinced of this. I'm just throwing it out there. I am convinced that the Midrash we're about to read thinks that Moshe's turning down of being a leader was complex. It was good and bad. Whether that's related to the latter Shito in our Gemara, that he was a Kohen for 7 days, or that he was a Kohen his children were in, I'm less convinced of. I don't think it's impossible, but I don't think that it's implausible. I don't think it's implausible to say that Moshe's turning it down was both good and bad. Moshe thinks it's implausible, so I'm going to read the Tanchuma, and then you can tell the Tanchuma that what it said is not possible. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read this Tanchuma in 6. Lekach ne'emar. Define late.
Before, after the.
What?
Before, after the.
Oh, you would say take. You think that's late? Oh, then it's later than that. Oh, it's early. Oh. Yeah, so the earliest manuscript is 8th, 9th century. It's Yechazit early, and things are attributed to Tanchuma Bar Abba, right? He's the, so it's the latest, it's not clear. It dates at least to the 9th century, so it's not clear. Right, some of the recensions go back as like 6th or 7th century. Right, which would mean like late, right? Maybe right after the Amorek. It's Yechasid early. It's not Tanirik, but it's Yechasid early. So Lekach Nemar Vahi Vayom Hashmini. So this now returns to the story we were talking about, the 8th day. Not the story we're talking about this one, but the story we've been talking about, like Elisheva, like last week. Yeah? Right, Graber? Vahi Vayom Hashmini. Amru Chazal. Kol Shivat Ayamim Shem Moshe Bisneh. The 7 days that Moshe was at the Sneh. Amru Lekadosh Baruch Hu. Leich Vashlichuti. Go in my service. He said, no, send someone else. Kach yom rishon v'sheni. That was day one, day two. Amar lech l'sh baruch. Ani yom rilcho lech. V'ata amar shlach me b'yat tishlach. I'm telling you, go. And you're telling me, send someone else. Chayecho l'machar ani porei lecho. I promise you, I'm going to punish you tomorrow. Kishiyase ha-mishkan tei savar ba'atul chashat ha-mishavish b'kuna g'dolo. When you build a mishkan, you think you're going to be kohen gadol? Va'ani Omer Lecha Kral Aaron Shishamish Lakach Nemar Kra Moshe Aaron Levanav. I'm going to tell you to call Aaron. So far, this is of the negative tradition. Yes?
Yeah.
Omar, yesh kriya lesova, yesh kriya lerav. Then it says sometimes kriya is calling for satiation, sometimes for famine. Lesova minayin, v'karati al dagam v'yabreiti oto. Lerav minayin, kirashem lerav. Yesh kriya ligdola. There are callings for greatness, shen ne'emar. Kra Moshe l'aron. Amar le Moshe, kach amar lo kodesh baruch hu. L'manotcha kohen gadol. So Moshe said to Aaron, God wants to make you kohen gadol. Amar le Aaron, ata yagata b'mishkan. You spend so much time in the Mishkan. Va'ani nase kohen gadol. Now it's also possible that you learn from this that why a third sheet does, why does the Midrash think maybe that he was a kohen only for 7 days? To add insult to injury. Right? That's how it seems to be here, right? Right? Yes. Right? So Amar le chayecha. But now it says, Moshe says to Aaron, right, God, now, this is where the balance comes in. Right, God says, I'm stripping it away from you. And what does Moshe say to Aaron? I swear to you, because you got it, I treat it as if I got it. Just like you were happy for me when I got greatness, and when were you happy for me? It was for you. Why are you passing over my brother? You're right. He is greater than you. He's older than you. He'll be happy. That heart that was happy with the greatness of his brother, Yitnu Avanim Tovot Alav Shnemar, should be given the stones of it. Right now, which brother here is the one who is beloved? Is it Aaron or Moshe? No, it's Moshe. It's Moshe wears it for 7 days. Well, sort of. Meaning, what is it saying? Wearing the it is our own. But on the other hand, it's wearing the choshen is reward for being happy for your brother, right? Except who got to wear the choshen for a week?
Moshe.
Moshe, which means, right? So here, it sounds more balanced. Because on the one hand, is God angry at him? Yes, but God says, oh, I'm going to punish you. I'm going to strip it away from you. So up till now, it sounds totally negative, except what does Moshe then say? Does Moshe say, oh, God, you're punishing me. I wish I was going. What does he say? Oh, I'm as happy as if it were me. So this one seems to balance it, that maybe he was partially wrong, but he's also a really good brother. Both of those true. Both things can be true simultaneously. Right? Both are true simultaneously. Right? And if you take that, you might look for a more balanced treatment of it. That I don't know. Now, in the Midrash HaGadol, right, so now we've seen basically three positions, right? That Moshe was totally, almost totally in the right for what he did, that he was totally in the wrong, or he was in the wrong, but there were good parts to it, right? And then in terms of the Kohen, so we see it as total punishment. We see that he was never Kohen. There's no punishment. And then maybe we have a language to understand, though again, this might be unrelated, the notion that he was a Kohen for a temporary time where he was Kohen, his children weren't. Though as we saw in this Tanchuma, actually the fact that he was a Kohen for 7 days is not a reward, it's a punishment. It's to make it very clear what you're losing. Right? He gave it to him just to take it away, in which case that shita would be part of the negative tradition rather than the balanced tradition or the positive tradition. It would be as far into the negative tradition as you can possibly go. Right, Avi? Now, if you want an even angrier one, look at the Midrash HaGadol. Now, also, if you want a beautiful treatment of these Midrashim and the complexity around it, Aviva Zornberg is a really nice treatment of it. You can look in her book. Midrash HaGadol. This is a very late Midrash. This is Sfardi, post-Rambam. Very late. Very late. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Vayidaber Elohim el Moshe. Omer lo kodesh baruch hu Moshe. God said to Moshe, Ani Adon Ha'olam. I am the king of the world. Ani Malei Rachamim. I am full of mercy. Va'aninem on l'shalim sachar. And I am trustworthy to reward. Banai mishtabdin biyad basar v'dam. My children are enslaved by human beings. Va'ata omerli. And you dare tell me? Shlach lam yetishlach? You're delaying me saving my children. Reb Nechemya omer v'idaber elokim Moshe. Amar l'kodesh baruch hu Moshe. God says, Moshe, galui v'yadua lifanai tsar shalavnei Shalavana ben Mitzrayim. I know how much pain my children are in Mitzrayim. Shnemar vayar Elohim et b'nei Yisrael vayidah Elohim. Banai shruim b'tzara. My children are in pain. V'atar shoy berevach. And you're living it up in wealth. And v'anim v'akish lotziyam Mitzrayim. I want to take them out of Egypt. V'atar omer li shlachim b'tzishlach. You dare say, send somebody else? Reb Yosi aglili omer vayidah Elohim et Moshe. Amar lo kodesh baruch hu l'Moshe. My children are destructive. They rebelled against me. They don't deserve to be redeemed. They're worshiping Avodah Zarah. I'm doing it for my own name. So and I want to take them out of Egypt for my name. It's not even for them. It's for me. And you dare say, Shlach na biyat tishlach. Rabbi Tarfon omer, Vaydaber elkim Moshe. Rabbi Tarfon says, God spoke to Moshe, Amr lo kadosh baruch hu Moshe, Ruino Yisrael, Li'notin biyat Amon Moav, Umidyan Amalek. The Jews deserve to be destroyed by Amon Moav, Midyan Amalek. Avo gzeri milafanai, but it's a gzeri in front of me, Shalom Tzerem biyadam, that I won't let them. Shnemar vayomer kiyad al keskav, Omer vaslaman shmi. I'm doing this for me. I want to save them. They don't deserve it, but I need it for my name. And you dare say, send somebody else? Rabbi Shua ben Karach Omer, Vayedaber Elokim El Moshe. Amar L'Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Lo Yisrael Yun Latet Land Man Bamidbar. Ela Rav Itzama Aram Ve'Ariyah. They don't deserve man. They deserve to starve to death and be naked. In the desert, Ma Eses and Mashle Mani Lam Schar Avram, but I have to pay back the reward of Avram. Avi Shasa Levanei Malachim Church Nemar Vayam Elam Tachar Eight Vayam Chaylu, right? Because he fed the Malachim in the story when the three Malachim came to him. Varni Mavakish Letzim Vitzrayim, and I need to pay back Avram. Vata Umerli Shlach Nabi Etzislach, and you dare tell me to send somebody else? Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, Vayedaber Elokim Moshe, Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Ba'amira Ubzero Vishvua, Milfanai Shlo Tikares Laretz. I swear in three types of swearing, by saying and decreeing and swearing, you shall not enter Israel. V'cheinu Omer Lachen Lo Devir Akal Azeh, and you won't bring them in. V'ein Lachen Al Shvua, Shnemar Lachen Deshpat David Elis. According to this midrash, this is why Moshe doesn't go into Israel.
That doesn't make sense. The Sukkim say that to
me. I get it. I'm just telling you what this Midrash says. This Midrash says the real reason was because God was so angry. Because he didn't want to save his children. He didn't want to do it for God's sake. He didn't want to do it for Avram's sake. This Midrash is taking the anger line and doubling, tripling, and actually says it 8 times. And by the way, who quotes that tradition? Rashi. Rashi has a similar tradition in 8, right? Davar acher, biyad acher, shetir tzol shloach. Because you want to send the Jews in someone else's hands, fine. She'ein sofi li kanes laris, v'yodem go'olim latid, yezl chashluchem harbe, right? So he says, I'm not going to go into Israel because you have many messengers, right? He already recognizes that's happening now. Okay, a few more comments on this. One from the Maharal. Okay, there's more in this Gemara. Again, we're only touching the surface of some of it. But again, I think what's clear from this Gemara methodologically is that there are two things going on. One is trying to figure out the Kohen Levi thing, and the other is trying to figure out how angry was God and Moshe, and it's combining those two traditions. Right, combining those two questions to deal with it. The Maharal in this Gemara says, "V'achshav u'koyin." If Emtam my inyan owner zeh al mashal aratz alechol zikfar makom, he says, "Okay, but there's another question you have to ask midrashically, which is, okay, of all punishments that he should get, why would he lose kahuna? Why is that the right punishment?" So he says, "V'yesh lomar de'imay aholich b'shli chut baratza on yerushu muhan l'shichut l'Yisrael abray elyo kohen." It's very simple. What is a kohen? He's a servant of God. If he was willing to go, he should be a kohen. Gamkin yakohen shlich Yisrael aviyim shemayim aval ata she'in ata aholich b'ratza. And I think this is also part of it. I think Maral is 100% right.
Well,
right, that the Gemara isn't saying this randomly. Shot. One second. Let me finish a sentence. Right, the Maral is saying there's another question you have to ask methodologically, which is why, there has to be a reason for this punishment. The Maral says, well, there's a simple answer, which is he didn't want to lead the Jewish people, so the punishment is he won't. Yes, Moshe. Now that I finished my sentence. It's like you don't want to let me finish any sentences tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. What do you want to tell me? You're going to tell me, oh, but he was still the leader.
No, he's called Oved Hashem several times still.
Correct, but he didn't want to be God's messenger to save the Jewish people. The Kohen acts as the intermediate between God and the Jewish people, so he loses that. Okay, I understand. Did I say Eved Hashem? He didn't want to go in the Shlichut. Now he says, okay, the next question you have to ask is, well, if Moshe is not going to be a Kohen forever, which we've established, then why should he be the Kohen for 7 days? So we saw one answer in the Midrash, which is to rub it in his face. Yes. Maral assumes that this answer is not a rub in your face negative answer. He says, no, it's positive, which is
to serve for 7 days.
He says, because the pasuk attributes the entire building of the Mishkan to Moshe. And therefore Moshe, yeah, he has to inaugurate it. Right? Maybe the shita that he was going for 7 days is saying, listen, not really a Kohen. But what is he? He's the builder. And therefore in the 7 days of the inauguration, he needs to be involved in the process. Right? It's a totally different motivation. Is that you need to find a place for Moshe. The Yesh Omrim Lo Paskun of Moshe Ragin Tzar Shal Moshe Sovar Malden Bekodesh Lo Meridin. Remember we said that maybe the reason that he was a Kohen but someone else wasn't was Malden Bekodesh Lo Meridin. Graber, remember you said that?
Yeah.
Well, that's what the Maral says. He says, yeah, maybe it's a localized claim that you can't lose Kahuna, Kedusha. Okay, I think I'm going to leave for a moment the Melech thing. We'll come back to maybe next week. But so just read one more source. Look at 11. This is the riff. Not Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi, but the other riff, right? On the Ein Yaakov, which is the collection of Agadatot. There's another riff, but you should know that that's the Achronic riff for Yeshua Pinto. He says, Ani amarti ata koin v'hu levi. V'nirash and nirmaz, maybe it's hinted, mashkov alo aron achicha ha-levi yotzei lekordecha v'rach zurech v'livo. V'darsh chazal ha-lev she-samach yismach v'rum v'tumim d'chtev haya lev aron. V'hashach v'alo aron achicha she-haya levi yizka achshav. This was your problem, Avi. Right, which is, how can you derive from the pasuk that calls him a Levi that he's a Kohen? And he says, no, what it's saying is the person who used to be a Levi and nevertheless was happy for you, because he's happy for you as a Levi, that's why he gets the Urim B'Tumim. Yes. Because when he was only a Levi, he was happy that you were getting greatness, that's how he is going to deserve to be a Kohen.
I'm happy that Levi was getting greatness. Why can't he become a Kohen?
Sure.
No.
I don't understand. Okay, let's summarize quickly. So we have is the following. We had four Deot in the Gemara. He was never a Kohen. He was a Kohen, and it was stripped away from him as punishment. He was a Kohen for 7 days, or he was always a Kohen as children weren't. There's two questions here. One is the question of Kahuna, and the other is the punishment question. The first two Deot explicitly argue not just on the Kohen question, but on the narrative question, which is God upset with the fact that Moshe turns it down? So we saw two traditions that say that God is not upset. The Ramban, who highlights the fact that he is humble, so how could he be punished for being humble if that's what he's rewarded for? And the Midrash Tanchuma, one of the Midrash Tanchuma, that he is the greatest brother ever. Okay? Then we saw the angry traditions who say, no, this is misplaced humility, and therefore there must be consequences. And we saw the Midrash HaGadol who says, yeah, I want them to come out for their sake, for my sake, for Avram's sake, and you don't want to. Punishment. Okay? Within that, we then went to the Maral, which is, okay, but then you have to ask why, albeit we got it, he needs to be punished, but why is he need to punish this way? I think he says what's reasonable, which is, okay, if you don't want to lead, then you won't lead.
you don't want to be the conduit between God and the Jewish people, then you won't be. Okay. Then you have the balanced position, which may just be true in the story, right? Then on the one hand, it was wrong. On the other hand, he's the greatest brother ever, which seems to balance them. Right? There's good parts and bad parts. Now, that might be what is behind the two compromise positions, that he was Kohen for a time, or he was Kohen, but his children weren't. But, admittedly, there's no evidence of that in the Gemara. We saw that in one of the versions of the Tanhuma, the fact that he was a Kohen is actually part of his punishment. It's to make him feel the loss of it being stripped away from him. And then we noted, okay, but let's assume that the last two positions, he was Kohen for a week, or Kohen, and then his children weren't, are localized claims about Kahuna, so what would that be based on? So I think Maral says very plausibly, the Shita that says he was only for 7 days says he's not really a Kohen, but he is in charge of the Mishkan, so for the inauguration he must be involved. And the one who says he's a Kohen, that he was a Kohen and could never lose it, that's based on considerations about Kedusha, like you don't lose a Kedusha. And the last point was, okay, how could you derive from the Pasuk where it says that Aaron is a Levi, that he's actually a Kohen? I think the Rif says what's right is that, well, no, that's the whole point, is that because he was happy, even as a Levi, for the fact that Moshe was greater than him, that's what made him merit, that he would be greater. What we still have to deal with is the Malchut question. I guess we'll deal with that next week, which is, it doesn't just say that he was a Kohen, it also said he was a Melech. So I guess we'll deal with that later. I also have some assorted other midrashim we can look at on the Kohen one, but I guess we'll finish up with that next week, and then that's the last Thursday of Zman. So no, it's not. It's the last Thursday before Poland, and I'm going to America for a few days, so it's the last Thursday that I'll be here.